In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed Ambang Njume, this day, Friday, the 5th of July, 2019. We thank God for bringing us to this new day. The Church celebrates today the Feast of St. Anthony Zachariah, priest. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that in the spirit of the Apostle Paul, we may pursue the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ. For having learned it, St. Anthony Zachariah constantly preached your saving word in the church. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 23, verses 1 to 4, verse 19, chapter 24, verses 1 to 8, and verses 62 to 67. The gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 to 13. I read from the gospel. As Jesus was walking on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. Now, while he was at table in the house, it happened that a number of tax collectors and sinners came to sit at the table with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your master eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When he heard this, he replied, "It is not the healthy who need the doctor, but the sick. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'Mercy is what pleases me, not sacrifice.' And indeed, I came to call not the upright, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. God loves a sinner who acknowledges his sin. God loves a sinner who acknowledges his sin. Dearly beloved, a while ago, we listened from St. Matthew's Gospel, recounting the story of his own call. He was a tax collector, and by virtue of that very profession, he was a sinner. A public one, because he stole, extorted, and cheated with the amount of tax he collected, and so everyone knew. Not only that, a thief is automatically a liar, because he would always lie about the amount he collected. That was the kind of person Matthew was, yet Jesus still found him worthy to be a disciple. If for any reason, Matthew was a sinner and knew he was, he did not pretend about it or fake a good public image. He knew he was a bad person, yet he was open for change. And so, the moment Jesus gave the invitation, he left and followed him. Change begins. Conversion starts by beating our breast in acceptance of our sin and in acknowledgement of our need for God. At every Holy Mass, at the Confiteo, What do we say? I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. And while we do this, we strike our breasts, acknowledging that the fault is ours, unless we do not mean what we say. It is a way of saying we acknowledge that the fault is ours. When we sin, beloved, it is good to acknowledge we are sinners. It is always good to tell God that the fault is ours. So too, were the other sinners and the tax collectors who gathered at table with Jesus later that day. Jesus says, He came for sinners. It is the sick who need the doctor. But a doctor becomes useless if a sick person does not acknowledge he is sick and see the need of a doctor. This is the attitude that kills many of us. I have seen people. I have related with some who will never admit their mistake, come what may. To say sorry, not they. They will justify their every action just to go guiltless. But I ask myself, for what reason? What do they gain? Just to prove they never make a mistake? Nothing kills you, beloved, if you beat your breast in humility to say, yes, the fault is yours. Rather, it makes you a hero. Virtue begins when you acknowledge that you are a poor sinner. But we cannot hide anything from God. God knows us through and through. Matthew and the many other sinners who saw their need for God did not justify their wrong deeds. They beat their breast in guilt and turned to the Lord for mercy. The adulteress did not justify her act. Neither did Zacchaeus nor the good thief on the cross. They rather admitted guilt, and today they are in heaven. Another thing is, if we do not deny to admit our guilt, we have rather become record keepers of others' guilt. In football terms, we have become referees of VAR, Video Assistant Referee, capturing every single detail about others' mistakes, but not keeping count of our own. We are turning around, looking and keeping record of others' mistakes and sins, while feeling ourselves a certain righteousness because our deeds are not known, or because we feel we can justify and get out of it. But Jesus is wise. He who knows is guiltless. He who knows is without sin, cast the first stone. John chapter 8 verse 7. This is exactly what he told the crowd that wanted to stone the adulteress. And oh, just how they all of them walked away in shame. Some people spend all their time talking about others and their sins. We lack a certain Christian charity that concentrates on ourselves rather always on the other. Which sick person in the hospital is concerned about what the other is sick of or goes talking about the sickness of the other? None. They are each concerned about themselves and the doctor's attention and their health progress, so as to get well real quick and soon and get out of that place. In Matthew chapter 7 verse 3, Jesus says, Why worry about the speck in your brother's eye, but fail to notice the plank in your own? If you find yourself talking about other sins and mistakes, it means you are perfect and have no need for God. Should a stone be given you to cast to prove your holiness, would you? No sinner goes about talking about another. They rather concentrate on themselves, see their guilt, and worry about the doctor because they need God for salvation. While others are acknowledging their weaknesses, seeing their need for God, and accepting the salvation that He offers, others have become commentators, running commentaries about sinners' lives. This is what the Pharisees were doing in today's gospel, Matthew chapter 9, verse 11. Why does your master eat with sinners and tax collectors? They were busy running commentaries while those sinners and tax collectors were beating their breasts, acknowledging their guilt and seeking salvation. Beloved, like the good thief on the cross who acknowledged his sins, Luke chapter 23 verses 39 to 43. Like Peter who told Jesus, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinner," Luke chapter 5 verse 8. Like Matthew in today's gospel, who knew how bad he was. Let each one of us accept the Lord's hand of salvation and he will make us perfect. Go and sin no more and you will be with him in paradise. Do not worry about other sins. Beat your breast, acknowledge your own guilt, see your need for the doctor, and I tell you, the doctor will offer you help. But if you think you do not need the doctor, that little disease that you have will be the cause of your death. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever.